Texas officials recently claimed that tens of thousands of non-citizens appeared to have illegally registered to vote. Those numbers have since been found to be seriously flawed, but not before President Trump spread the false story on Twitter. Past claims that large numbers of non-citizens are voting have also been disproven, so is there any truth at all behind this widespread political myth? Well, there are a few cases when non-citizens end up on the voter rolls. NPR's Pam Fessler reports on how it happens.
The calls to immigration attorneys in Pennsylvania began a few years ago. Clients reported going to the Department of Motor Vehicles for a driver's license, but then
4 or 6 weeks later, they would get a voter registration card in the mail.
Which Sundrop Carter, the head of the Pennsylvania Immigration and Citizenship Coalition, says raised some disturbing questions, especially for people trying to become U.S. citizens.
I received this in the mail. I don't know why. I didn't think I was, eligible to register to vote. Am I actually, should I go vote?
The answer was definitely no. But clearly, there was a problem. Federal law requires DMVs to offer customers a chance to register to vote, but it turns out that Pennsylvania, like some other states, was asking everyone, even those who were there to get a non-citizen's driver's license. Immigrants were confused, like Asif, who was in Pennsylvania on a student visa.
When I came here, I have no English language at all. I barely have some words.
And he didn't understand what the DMV clerk was asking him, especially since Asif comes from a country where elections are rarely held.
The guy there didn't explain what is the vote, what I should do. He just looked at the screen and he told me, okay, so answer this a question. And I have no clue.
So Asif signed the form and forgot about it until he applied for citizenship 7 years later and discovered he was illegally registered. We're not using his full name because he fears repercussions, but Asif never voted illegally and was able to become a U.S. citizen. After hearing hundreds of similar stories, Pennsylvania has changed its system. Now, one of the first questions people are asked at the DMV is, are you a citizen? If you say no, you're never even asked about voting. Forms are also available in 14 languages instead of two. David Becker, a voter registration expert, says Pennsylvania is not alone.
We're talking about really small numbers, but there's no question that it does happen. And it's likely probably in the thousands nationwide. Again, a tiny drop in the bucket compared to the eligible voter population, but clearly something we want to avoid.
Not only can non-citizens find themselves in legal trouble, several dozen have been prosecuted in North Carolina and Texas, it also opens states up to accusations of fraud.
My concern is it risks jeopardizing confidence in the electoral process.
That's what California Secretary of State Alex Padilla said last fall when 1,500 individuals, including some non-citizens, were mistakenly registered. Padilla says one problem was trying to implement automatic voter registration, in which every eligible voter is registered unless they opt out, at the same time the DMV was upgrading its entire system. West Virginia now faces a similar challenge.
We're going to be between a presidential primary and a presidential general.
Yeah, it's an election year. It's
you get one day of voter registration, it's not coming through, we're headline news across the nation.
That's Donald Kersey of the West Virginia Secretary of State's office warning lawmakers about a pending disaster if they don't delay a new automatic voter registration law. The state's DMV uses a 26-year-old mainframe computer that needs to be replaced. Kersey says right now some legitimate registrations are getting lost while non-citizens can still slip through.
In the current system, the non-citizen can just say, or can misunderstand, and just say, yeah, I'm eligible. I'm a U.S. citizen. I'm a West Virginia resident. I'm not going to say lie, but they can make the mistake and say yes. And they get a voter registration card in the mail. They probably think they're allowed to vote now. And then they go vote, and then they committed a crime.
Whether intentional or not, Kersey says the numbers are tiny, but it's a concern in a state where many local elections are decided by 10 votes or less. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.